Hey GW, it's me. And it's Thursday morning. And I just read your email. And I so appreciate your emails and your encouraging words. It's actually helping me, getting me by. And like I just said in one of my emails, this is really a time for growth and trials in my life. And someone reminded me this morning that I was menopausing. Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. God, I look in the mirror, I don't feel like I'm almost 50. I really don't. But I do miss you, and this is a part of life where I have to adjust without any choice. I mean, there's nothing that could be done. And I think if I just probably met you for coffee, that wouldn't help, because then I'll probably see you and want to see you more, and that's not right. I mean, I know you were there for me all those months, 9 months. I mean, you're still there, but it's different. It's changed. My life has changed, and you're right. I just accepted, finally, last night, the loss of my job, divorcing of my husband. The plate is overflowing, and it's hard to actually deal with sometimes. I want a man. I don't want a man. I need a man. But it's not right. It's really hard to explain. It's like, I want someone. But is this the right time to actually have somebody in my life when my life and my heart is so confused? No, it's not. As badly as I need someone to hold me, to love me, to kiss me, to want me. What woman wouldn't want that? Someone to love her. I mean, yeah, everybody wants that, but I wouldn't be fair to that person right now because my life is so, so screwed up. Not that it's screwed up, it's just so much on the plate that has to be sorted out, and I have to deal with this. And I feel so alone doing this, and that's last night. I tried calling my mother, my friend, nobody. And I read your email, then I remember our talks, and I just probably had a menopausing moment and freaked out and had a moment. And I so apologize for that. I really do. I so appreciate you still being there. It hurts so much. My life changing the way it has. And I can't explain it. When you're alone, it's even worse. And GW, you have your wife and kids. So if something was like for you to lose your job, at least you have someone at the house supporting you, talking to you. You're never alone. I know sometimes you probably wish for those alone moments in your house because there's people always there. Believe me, don't wish for that. It is the most lonely, horrible feeling anyone could ever have. It really sucks. Be thankful you have them. I know you love your family. And I pray you have a wonderful life with them. Because your heart, to me, is so pure. And I know you deserve all the happiness that you have. And all the happiness that comes your way. I would want nothing but that for you. So, GW, I apologize for breaking down. This is going to be rough for me, but I guess I'll get by. I have to. I have to help myself. Anyway, at least you helped me become a better me. So I should be fine, right? Anyway, GW, thank you for always being there. And thank you for being my friend. My special friend. I take you everywhere I go. That gift is priceless. You have a great day. Hugs.